good, clean controversy.
All right, we are back.
We're back.
So, somebody in the chat room is here. Where's Julia? Where's Julia?
Julia Cartier.
Somebody I'm talking to is asking.
Oh, son of a bitch, what? Sorry, I just closed the chat room and pissed myself right off.
Pop Eric that I've been talking to is trying to log on a website and it's saying it's not working.
Log on what website for what?
Yeah. The one for the show that I had
www.weeb. Well, he can't hear me, so how is
what
that helping him?
Take his is he using a PC or a Mac or
that's
a
kind
phone
of funny.
Or
looks like Pup Squeak got trapped in the new chat room. She's like, how do I get out?
Once you're in, you can't get out.
Well, she's out now.
It's kind of, that's one thing I'm going to tell you about the dungeon. Once you're in, you can't get out. It's got a maglock door.
Yeah, I'm liking the new lock.
So the new chat room thank is God for like the,
you have to get
the
bypass out. Switch.
Shut up. Seriously. Shh.
Don't wasn't me
secrets.
This time.
There's no bypass. You were locked in forever.
Oh, yep. He's on his phone.
Oh.
Oh.
We're having phone issues still, I think.
No, you can get in the chat room, but I don't know if you can listen to the show. Does anybody know?
I've listened to the show on my phone before, but you need to install a Shockwave player.
Okay, so type
like
in
flash
that you need Shock.
But I don't think you can with a Mac.
Yeah.
Well, is it a Mac phone?
On an iPhone. On an iPhone.
Oh.
Oh, I don't iPhone. Know. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Wow, that's going to suck.
But Missy listens on her phone, not an iPhone, so I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to
Yeah, we'll have to do some research. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think that would be helpful to people so they know how to get on, right?
Yes.
Wow, I so am not having fun right now. That's another new development is the rental of the dungeon space, boys. Mm-hmm. And you get in trouble. I can just hear what's going on in your head. Okay. Holy shit. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Next Sunday, I would like to mention, Boy yes. Shannon and I will be in Hamilton judging the Mr. Embassy pageant. Next Sunday, which is January 18th at 10 p.m. at Club Embassy downtown Hamilton. So it should be an interesting
what the
hell
night. I think the show starts at 10. However,
what the hell is your name? Intervenuser Mark. What the hell is your name in the chat room?
Who?
What?
Look at your name in the chat room.
Where is my name in the chat
That's
room?
That's it.
Intervenuser.
Wow. I'm like, what the hell?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just clicked back on and this is what...
Seems all French.
Seems a little Frenchish, yeah.
Mais oui, bien sûr. Tabarnak.
Some eggs and bacon.
Oh, here Higgs we go.
And bacon.
Happiness.
Happiness. Eh?
Happiness, huh?
Happiness.
Said happiness.
So anyway, next Sunday in Hamilton, Club Embassy, where Shannon and I will be part of the judging panel for Mr. Embassy competition.
Yes.
What else do we have coming up?
Wow, not a lot, really.
Well, no, actually, let's promote Sir Ben Feathers and Bob Milner have
yes,
their...
Yes, you're going to be judging that contest soon.
We're not judging.
We're not judging.
No, we're doing Mid-Atlantic or something.
Yeah. There's one next year. But this one is their second year for...
The pop contest.
The pop contest in Cleveland, which is February...
And I thought you guys 20th. Were going to that.
We hadn't decided if we're going to go or not yet. Oh, okay. Finances right now are a little bit tight, obviously. Yeah.
He contacted me this week and was asking if we were.
When?
I can't remember one night where we're chatting.
Okay.
He knows to go to Mama Sir not to.
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't have the money. We're not going. It's that easy. I mean, that's the only problem with it.
A fork in the road.
La, 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 la. Pictures. We're having pro pictures done next?
Yeah, actually, it's a friend of my daughter. She's in school. She takes fantastic pictures, but she's...
How old?
How
old?
She's... How old's Kaylin?
Is the girl... Is she old? Okay, as long as she's over 18.
Yeah.
Because we can't have anybody in the dungeon under 18.
No, she's 22.
Well, we can, but they have to be male. No, that's not right. What? Stop.
No.
What?
You, no.
What are you saying? What?
No, no, no. We can't have anybody under 18 in the dungeon.
No.
No.
No, she's 22.
Right, okay.
So she's
that's
okay.
Good.
Why would anybody want somebody under 18 in a dungeon anyway?
Well, I'm just saying.
And so am I.
Right.
I'm definitely just saying.
The age of consent in Canada is 18, I think.
But in this household, it's 21.
Yeah, but we're not in the house, are we? We're in the dungeon.
That means 31.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
So, yeah, she's going to come in hopefully next Sunday and take some pictures for the website. So, and she's going to use them for her portfolio at school, if that's okay.
So
that's going to be the trade-off. We're not going to pay her.
Right, right.
But she's going to use the pictures, too.
I don't know how
we
I,
like that.
How do I feel yeah. about being immortalized yet again?
Well, your beautiful, beautiful eyes.
It's a hobby, Master Noel.
Seriously.
Life is hard. It's so hard.
Everybody just wants to gaze upon my...
Your eyes.
It's your beautiful, beautiful eyes.
Well, you know what it is?
And I do not have hair on my shoulders.
They haven't
and
been
furry,
bloodshot.
Not furry shoulders.
Mm. Yes. Oh, man. That just got really sad. Oh,
and
wow.
I don't have fur on my shoulders.
Yes. Question. If we rent the dungeon... I can read it off the screen. If we rent... the dungeon, do we have to supply our own equipment? The
yes.
dungeon will have the base equipment, which is the plate, like the furniture, right? But it's not going to have... I think the ropes are okay because ropes can be washed. I have no problem allowing the ropes.
Paddles
I'm going to allow. I'll allow you to use ours paddles. But unfortunately, floggers and anything else that there may be fluid transference from, especially floggers, because they can really absorb stuff, I'm going to have to say a no. You need to bring your own floggers. We'll supply, like I said, some the benches and the sling and such, and paddles. That's it. All the other stuff, we have some lockers. We're just going to, the boys are going to lock their toys that I play with them on them in their lockers. So
essentially, rule of thumb is anything that can't be easily washed and sanitized isn't going to be shared.
That's correct. And, I mean, it's just for everybody's safety all around. That's all, right? Because, I mean, I don't want to endanger anybody, especially, you boys and that. So
so you come and play in our sandbox, you bring your toys.
Pretty much.
You have to bring your own shovel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And bucket. We have the pail, but you have to bring the shovel.
We also are going to start looking, hopefully, for some advertisers for the show. If you know anybody that like to advertise, let us know. We're going to figure out some rates and that. We do need to upgrade our equipment for the servers, and we need to upgrade the chat room. We'd like to get a better one. If we have to pay a little bit, we have to pay a little bit. We're paying to have the show aired. We need to get a different license. I think we're going to have to increase our licensing, which is going to get probably costly. So I need to get, we've been paying for this out of pocket for 5 years now, right? So, I mean, if you've got some advertisers, that would be the best. We can advertise here. Mm-hmm. There's also always that donation button. If you want to go ahead and click it and kick $5, $10, whatever it is. I mean, it costs, I think it's $25 a month now to have only a very limited amount of listeners. So then the more you go, the more expensive it gets.
Of course.
You know, and the software that we're using to broadcast, it's good. I mean, I like the software, but again, I mean, everything can get updated a little bit. So, mm-hmm. You know, advertise is cool. If you have any community events or actually any events whatsoever and you would like to have those put on the website, we're going to have to get those to boy Shannon because she is, again, taking over the digital media. So you would send it to boy Shannon at houseofsmn.com. And Slave Wayne's about to have a hairy heart attack right now because I forgot to tell him I needed that email done.
MNSM.
MNSN, yes. So Slave Wayne, if you want to go ahead and make that happen, he might be talking to you privately because he's going to need another
sure.
email to track it through to you.
Yep.
So thank you for doing that, Slave Wayne. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. He's like, fuck. Yeah.
Breathe, Slave Wayne. Yeah. Breathe.
That's kind of weird, though. I've signed back on, but my interview server's still on.
Dakota, when I had a pick taken for OSL, the company I used my pics for their high school slideshow, and all these kids that worked for me saw them. Oh, that's bad. But it was okay because I was out to them, but it was a little embarrassing. Yeah, well, if you had a puppy tail in, it, you know, like that could have been more embarrassing. So look at the bright side. You were just dressed as a boy.
I think out or not, pictures can be embarrassing. Whether people know what you do or they don't know what you do, sometimes it's a little embarrassing if they see what you do.
I guess holding that stapler real close to the vagina might freak a few people out. Oh, wait, I said it again.
Especially when one of your ex-girlfriend goes, that looks kind of familiar. I know that punana.
Punana.
Yeah. All righty, well, it is 7:01, and we are going to try to stick to our format of a one-hour show for the next little while. When the weather changes or gets a little bit brighter outside, we'll probably go to a two-hour show again in the summertime. People seem to have a little bit more spare time, and they're a little bit more willing to listen.
We should have a patio door, so in the summertime we can open the patio door and just like, oh, yeah, we'll do a show.
Right? Yeah, the only thing with that is we would get a lot of vehicle noise. That sounds similar to what he was just making. As annoying as it
French.
Was. No, it's them sword swinging type people, apparently.
Yeah. What nationality they are, we don't know, but they're
And we do want to say that Sir Mark and Boyneal were not saying that all the crime in Toronto is due to gang-related
people. I never said that.
People. That's all. That's it. We're done now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to us here at House of MNSM. We're all going to say our goodbyes, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
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 It's still not good.
It wasn't as good.
Goodbye.
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 And on that note, if you're going to play hard, play safe. Goodbye, everybody.
And be kind.
Goodbye.